Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Donald and Tanya. We'll be your hosts for tonight. Before we even get started, we just want to play a song that's just been on our heart today. It's called, what is it? Fear?
Fear is not a liar.
Fear is a liar.
Fear is a liar.
by Zach Williams. As we get started for the show, those of you listening in, let me just give the information. If you wish to call in to get ministered to, you can reach us at 319-527-6027. Once again, that's 319-527-6027. And if you want to get on the line with us and ask for personal prayer, just press 1, and then we'll be able to grab you and we'll be able to talk with you, and whatever you want to talk about, whatever prayer that you need, we'll be able to do it. But before we go any further, we'll just play the song. As we play it, just keep your mind on God, keep your mind in the spirit, and let's just try to, even though we're on the phone, even though we're on the radio, but let's get into it. Let's put our spirit into it and allow God to move tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
We told you you're not good, love. We told you you're not right. We told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight. We told you you're not worthy. We told you you're not loved. We told you you're not beautiful. Never be enough. He is a liar. He would take your breath, stop you in your steps. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire for your love, all I fear. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love, all I fear. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, all my fear. Oh, let your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, all my fear.
Together, you know what you got. We understand that this is a, you know, a difficult time for the whole world, basically. But as God's people, we want to connect, we want to commune, even though everybody's keeping a distance, and you know, a lot of us, even those of us that do attend church services, we haven't had church services within the last. You know, the last couple of weeks. So anytime, you know, we get to come together with God's people, it's a blessing. But let me just give out the number. Once again, it's 319-527-6027. Once again, that's 319-527-6027. And if anybody wish to, you have a choice, you could either stay on the line and just listen freely and just pray with us as we pray for others. Or if you wish to speak, if you wish to have a pray for you, just press 1 and then we'll be able to connect with you. We'll be able to talk with you individually and, you know, we'll go from there. So whatever is on your heart, you don't necessarily have to, you know, talk about what we're talking about, but whatever you want to talk about, you can bring something to the table. And we're more than happy to share this space with you. So once again, we're here to serve, we're here to commune, we're here to be blessed in our Father's name, and just have a wonderful time.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. I wanted to start with Psalms 91 tonight. I think in the midst of all of what's happening right now, this is the psalm that, you know, I've been reading, so I hope this encourages you guys. It's Psalms 91. I will read the whole thing. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, like whatever coronavirus that is going on right now. God already said it in Psalms 91. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Coronavirus will not come near your home, near your kids, near your family members. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, just remember, that's a promise. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm, no sickness, no disease, no problems will overtake you, because we know the God that we serve. No disaster will come near your tent. So why do we fear? Because that's a promise. Because he will command in verse 11, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Oh, my God, what a great assurance that God will be with us in trouble, no matter what's going on in this world, no matter how crazy things get. And I know as humans sometimes we may have little doubt. I'm not going to lie. You know, you might feel some type of way with all these things that's been happening in the world with this virus thing going on. You may not fear, but you probably have something, man, you know, let me keep my distance, you know, going to work. For those of you that's probably going to work, you probably thinking, what if I get this? What if I get that? What, you know, what if my children have it? But guess what? God said, I will be, even that was the case, God promises, I will be with him in trouble. He will be with us. And let me replace it by saying us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen and amen. Amen. I just feel like Psalms 91 is such a wonderful verse. That's what I've been reading, you know, like pondering on that verse with all the crazy thing that's going on. And I just want to encourage you guys tonight, no matter what the news, the media, the things that you're hearing, keep your eyes on Jesus, you know. And tonight, Daniel and I are going to be talking about, we're going to be focused. And I just wanted to read that verse to you guys, because I feel like, you know, that's what we need at this time, Psalms 91. But the verse we want to really focus tonight is in Daniel 11, verse 32. And I will read the KJV version. It says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And another version I wanted to read, which I love this version too, it says, which is the... And I will read it. Give me 1 minute. Okay. It says, by smooth words, he will turn to godlessness those who act wickedly toward the covenant. But what we really want to focus is, it says, but the people who know their God will display strong and take action. Okay. So with everything that's going on, if you know the God that you serve, you know whatever is going on, okay, that he will deliver you. But the chosen people who know their God, I want to read that. But the chosen people, we are a chosen people that believe in God, that believe in Jesus Christ, will display strength no matter what's going on and take action for the Lord. Okay, there's a big difference between knowing God and knowing about God. So we know our God. We know how well, we know what our God can do. So we shouldn't be shaken when we see some of these things are happening. And all these things that is happening, these are biblical prophecies are coming to pass. And we know as Christians, our faith at this moment should be stronger. We should be encouraging people. Like I said, we're human. And I'm not going to sit there and just say, oh, well, everything is, you know, I believe this. Yeah, I believe. But sometimes your faith may get a little shaken up. Mm-hmm. But our job is to, hey, whose report we going to believe? The media report those people that are going crazy, that are driving you crazy by watching those news, or are you going to believe what God says? Again, my people, dwell on Psalms 91. Again, our verse for tonight on Daniel's 11, verse 32. We're going to be focusing on that tonight. We're going to have a good time. I hope you guys, you know, get blessed. We're going to commune together, and Donald going to go a little bit into the teaching, and then I'll add a few things as well.
Okay. You know, the verse you just read, Daniel 32, I just want to look at the definition of know,
mm-hmm.
and what they have in the Webster Dictionary.
Daniel 11,
mm-hmm. verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just want to expand on that, on the word know. You know, we all know what that means, but I just want to read it while reading the definition of know. So it says, but the people who have developed a relationship with God through meeting and spending time with him, their God, he said, they'll be strong and carry out great exploits. So the definition of the know is us spending time. Us, God becoming our friend, not just someone that we heard about, or not my God. You know, you not what you're hearing I'm saying about God, and that's how you know God. But the God that you spend time while you pray, the God that speaks to you in your quiet time, the God of your own experiences that you had, not that I had, but that you had. The God that protected you through different circumstances. You have a history with God, the same God that's in this particular moment. And it doesn't have to be just going through this coronavirus situation, but whatever circumstances that you may find yourself in.
Amen.
A lot of times these circumstances, they have come to distract us. They have come to make us forget about the God that we were just in the prayer room with. You know, we all have our prayer time. We all have our prayer closet that we go to. We all have our, we all talk to God differently. Some people walk and talk to God, and, you know, we all have a different relationship with God. We all know God in a different way, a different fashion. But the God that you know, the God that's been with you all this time, I don't care what has come against you or what you are seeing, what you are hearing. That God will never leave you, never forsake you, you know? So, but the confidence of knowing God, the confidence of, you know, trusting this God, this Christ that's been with you, it allows you to do great exploits, to do great and mighty things, because not because of your own strength, not because of your confidence in yourself, because the confidence that you know that you have in God, the God you serve.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like growing up, especially I remember growing up in school, and, you know, like the kids, you know, who would have that tough big brother. And you mess with them, and the first thing they say, okay, I'm going to tell my brother on you. And you'll get scared because you know, okay, that brother does not play. But that kid had that confidence. He had that confidence, not in himself, but he had so much trust and belief in his big brother that, okay, I'm going to call my big brother to handle this for me because I know that he's going to come and handle it. And you that was bothering him, you knew his big brother and you got scared. And that's the same way that we know our God. We seen what he's done in our lives. We seen the mighty things that he's done. So when trouble comes our way, it's just like Tanya mentioned earlier, we all human. We all get hit. We all fall. We all get tired. But at the end of the day, we must remind ourselves who is the God that we serve. And I just want to read the definition of exploits as well. Now, exploits, I like this definition of it. It says to make full use of and derive benefit from a resource. So is it you're making full use, like God is our resource. God is our supply. So we make full use of our God. Like we tap into God, and we know that he will come and defend us when we cry out to him. So whatever fear is trying to come, whenever, just like the song we played earlier, When you hear fear coming against you, these are all lies. These are all things that's trying to distract you from basically the God that you serve. So I was also reading, about David and Goliath earlier today. And something stuck out because David stepped to Goliath in such a violent way when he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that's coming who defied my God? Because he knew his God. And even though Goliath was big and scary and everything like that, but he in his heart, he felt, how dare you come against my God, come against our people? And something else that struck me is David was kept away from everyone. David was in the back tending to the sheep. Even his father, when they came to anoint the king, even his father forgot that he had a son in the back. So the way God spoke to my spirit today is like there's a reason. There's a reason. It's not just that he was chosen and he was selected, but there's a reason that God separated him. There's a reason that God didn't want him to be around the brothers, around all the other soldiers, the mighty men. God didn't want him around them. God didn't want him around his father. God didn't even want him around the king. Because guess what? What God showed me was, now think about if he was around all the soldiers, if he was around the brothers, while all this time, night and day, Goliath was talking down on those people and saying what he's going to do to them and how he's going to kill them and how he's going to come. But David never heard none of that. David was in the back, you know, by himself. He didn't hear Goliath. But imagine if he was there, he would have heard it. Eventually, doubt would have crept in. Eventually, unbelief would have crept in. Yeah, he knew his God. But those doubt would have crept in if he was allowed to hear those things. It's the same way, like we pay attention to, you know, the media. We pay attention to, you know, to people. We pay attention to people that's in the world, you know, of their fears, and we let it come to us. Like we're on the same path or we're on the same level. We don't serve a mighty God. But that's what God showed me, the fact that he kept David away. Not just because he was chosen for a purpose, but he didn't want him to hear or to feel the same way as the other soldiers. You know, if he would have, he's a man just like they were men. And if you keep hearing those things and you're not feeding on God and you keep hearing those things night and day, well, guess what? Fear is going to creep in. Fear is going to creep in. And sometimes you might be asking yourself, you're going through something or, you know, you know that God has more for you, but you feel like he got you in a space all by yourself. And you're wondering, God, where's my mentor? Where's the person that I need to guide me? And you can't find him. I even felt like that at one point. I said, okay, God, I'm seeking you. I want my knowledge of you. And I want to grow, but I don't have any mentors. I don't have anybody that's guiding me, you know, to that. I mean, to you or what you have for me. And what God has shown me that there's probably a reason he doesn't want. Maybe he just wants the Holy Spirit to mentor me at this present moment. But there's something that he doesn't want me to basically learn from other people, you know. And I got caught up in that as well, because when I read the Word of God and I see like, man, what I'm reading in the Word of God, that's not the Jesus that I hear talked about. That's not the Jesus that I see. But I'm relying on the you know, the people that came before me and the people that's been in the faith longer than I've been. And I'm saying, man, why are they not operating like that? Am I crazy? Did I get it wrong? You know, but those things, they mess with your mind because you're reading the Word of God and you're like, okay, I don't see it being operated like that. But then you see the man that the man of God, or the people that's been following God, and you're trying to learn and you're trying to follow them, but they're not exhibiting what you're reading about your true God or what God is telling you in your quiet time. So, you know, we just want to encourage you guys, like, to you know, to really believe in the God that we serve, that these things that's coming, like, he didn't say, like, storms not going to come. He didn't say these things are not going to come against us. Yeah, we're going to have bad days. We're going to have weak days. We're going to have different type of days. But at the end of the day, we're supposed to stand on the faith and stand on the God that we know, the God that we've been through different circumstances with, you know. One thing I know that this is a fight. It's not a fight between anybody else. It's a fight between your mind. It's your mind just trying to hold on to the belief, hold on to what you heard about God, hold on to the experiences that you have with God. You know, this is just it's a fight. You know, they had the father, you know, in Mark 9:24, you know, and he was so transparent. He told Jesus, "I believe, but please help me overcome my unbelief." And we all are like that. Yeah, we believe in Christ. We believe in God. But there's some things that come up against us that, man, we don't know. And what it is his spirit believing God. Our spirit is renewed. Our spirit believe, we believe, we wouldn't call into the radio station right now if our spirit didn't believe, if our spirit didn't move us. We wouldn't go to church. We wouldn't pray. We wouldn't ask God for anything. We wouldn't cry out to God if our spirit didn't believe. But what it is our mind. That's the problem. Because your spirit has already been renewed. But it's your mind that is being worked on every day. Your mind is being renewed every day. That's why he says we need to renew our mind. You know, once our mind gets to be one with our spirit, then we'll see the powerful move of God. But, you know, I'm pretty sure that you guys have, you know, many times have prayed, have been in the middle of prayer, and your mind is somewhere else. Your mind is just doing something else, and you have to grab back your mind. All right, let's focus. Let's focus on what we're doing here. It's like that happened to me plenty of times, almost every day, where I have to grab and take control of my mind and be like, hey, we focusing on what we're saying. We're in unison because my spirit wakes me up and he wants to pray, you know, but my mind has something else. He wants to do something else. He wants to go to sleep. He wants to, you know, look at the internet or look at different things. But we have to control and, you know, contend. We have to fight with our mind so we can, you know, we can see the things come to pass. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, you know, it's not like we don't believe, but there's a part of us, which is our mind, that's being renewed. Our mind doesn't see these things like on the day-to-day basis.
That's why in the Bible it says to renew your mind daily.
Daily.
He knows why. Daily.
Daily, daily. You have to continually train your mind. I cannot rest on my yesterday prayers. So every day I have to go into the word, read the word, renew it. Even in the world, in the secret,
mm-hmm.
even in the world, the secret, and you know, all these different books, they talk about self-suggestion. They talk about self-suggestion because they know our mind won't capture it. They want you to keep repeating. They're basically saying the Bible principles, but they want you to every day keep repeating that one thing to yourself until your mind gets it, until your mind believes what your spirit knows. Like, you know you're destined for greatness. You know you're destined for something else. You don't know how you're going to get there, but you know that, you know, that you're ready for something else. Your mind is constantly fighting you. Your mind is constantly battling you. And it's the same thing when it comes to Christ and our belief in him. Yes, amen. We know. And just like the Father says, yes, God, I know, and I believe in you. But help the part of me, help my mind that does not believe. Help me to be steadfast and to know no matter what comes against me, that I know who my Father is. I know who my God is. Mm-hmm. I know that he will fight for me. The other day I was in prayer, and I was just in the spirit, and it got so violent where, you know, I said, it's like the same thing that David said. I said, how dare you? How dare you any disease try to come against me? How dare you any coronavirus that try to attempt to come against me? How dare you any fear try to creep in and try to attack me? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who my father is? Don't you know who the spirit that lies in me, that yeah. same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is inside of me? So how dare you? How dare you come against me and try to fight me? How dare you try to attack my son? How dare you try to attack my wife? Don't you know that they are my family? That is my possession. That's my child. That's my wife. This is my home. And I know my God. And how dare you come against me? You know, that's how we should approach it. And I'm not saying you got to be strong like that all the time, but that is how we're supposed to know a God like that, where this person is getting paranoid that doesn't know my God, where that's them that's paranoid. But what you feeling, it doesn't affect me, because that demon, that fear, that whatever it is that's trying to attack me, how dare you defy the God that I serve? You know, I'm God's possession. And one thing about Job, I'll say this last thing. One thing about Job and what God did in the book of Job, it's basically he pushed back and showed you the things that's going on behind the scenes. Hmm. And one thing that the devil said to God, and I got this when I was listening to Joel Osteen's father today, and it just touched me, and I was like, man, that's so true. But one thing he said, the devil said to God, because God said, hey, have you considered my servant Job? But what did the devil say? He said, how can I touch him? He said, you got a hedge of protection around him. He said, I can't do anything to him. He said, why don't you remove that hedge? Then I could do something. And that is the only reason that Job got touched. So I say that to say this, that God has a hedge of protection around you.
Amen.
Yo, wow. Things might get close to you. Mm. You might feel the heat. You might feel, yeah, the fire is burning, and you might feel it. But understand this and stand on it, yeah, that God has a hedge of protection around you. Now, there's things that might occur. There's things that might be happening in your life that you don't like, you don't feel good about. But understand, this is not the death of you.
Mm.
This is not going to crumble you. You know, this is not going to break you. This is not the last of you. You will rise as long as we continue with our belief. What the devil is after is your belief. He knows that once he gets to your belief, then he got you. Now, if Job would have succumbed to the pressure of what he was going through, would have succumbed to what his wife was telling him, would have succumbed to what his friends was telling him, then the devil would have got him. Because then he would have stopped believing. No matter what, that just goes to show you how much Job knew his God.
Oh, I want to be like Job.
Exactly. Same as me. Because with everything that he went through, everything that he got hit with, and I mean, just looking at it, let's just be real, just looking at it, he had a right to, you know, I'm just going to say it, not blasphemy, but he had a right, I'm just saying, to feel like he could curse God. Just like how his wife was like, man, you need to curse God and just die. Like, with everything he went through, one would think, man, you know what? Man, at that moment, man, you got the right, man. Just let him, let it out. Let what you're feeling out. But that's how much he knew his God.
Amen.
That's how much he knew his God. And he stood on it and he said, oh, shall we just take the good and not the bad? You know? But he knew that, yo, I came into this world naked. And when I go, I'm going to go naked. So, I mean, that confidence that he had in his God, him knowing who his father was, that's how I want to be.
Amen.
I want to be like that. And I want to encourage all of us to go after that and be like that. Know our God. You're not spending all this time praying, and you're not spending all this time going to church or whatever you do, you're not doing all this for nothing. You know, you have a bank account. You have your experience with God. So when the trouble comes, that's not the time to run.
Mm.
That's the time to, oh, I'm going to sit back and see what God's going to do. This is my time to for God to show out. Because guess what? How can God show off when nothing is going on in your life? There's no problems. There's no hindrance. There's no, I mean, how can God show off? What testimony can you have if nothing is going on in your life? There's no hardship. Nothing that's coming against you. There's nothing to fight. I mean, how can you show other people that God is in the midst? How can you preach to somebody else if you're not getting attacked or things are not coming at you? You know? So, like I said, I just say that to encourage you guys, man. And, you know, yes, we all, first of all, we're going through our own personal difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going with a global situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mm-hmm. Who knows what it is? Who knows if this is man-made? Who knows if this is a disease? I don't know.
Who knows how long it's going to last?
Who knows how long it's going to last? We don't know. And I think God got us in the perfect position where we at the spot where we don't know. Because mm-hmm. the other day somebody was asking me a question about, man, how long is the market going to do this? And whatever. I said, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
At this moment, I don't have an answer for you. I don't know. Nobody knows. I've talked to my father. He's 70 plus years old. I talked to older men, and they told me they have never seen, nobody have ever seen anything like what we're going through now. Nobody alive that I can speak to have ever seen. Now, when I start talking to older gentlemen, older men, usually where you go to like, hey, you know, give me advice because you've been through this. You've been through everything in life. Now, when they start saying, hey, I don't know what to tell you because I've never seen anything like this. The only person that knows the beginning to the end is God.
Amen.
So God got us exactly where we need to be. I can't call anybody and say, yo, direct me through this. How do I get? Nobody knows because we don't know what's going to happen day to day. Day to day. But guess what? One thing I do know, I know my God. I know who my Father is. And that's all I need to know. All I need to know. I know that whatever comes my way, God will give me the strength to deal with it. He's
Amen.
Done it in the past. That He's not going to change right now. So He's given me the courage. He's given me the fortitude to go through it. I don't care if I lose my home. I don't care if I lose my job. I don't know how God's going to do it. But I know that I'm going to be okay.
Amen.
I'm going to be okay because my trust, my faith is in Him. Now, will I get weak? Yes, I'll get weak. And then guess what? I'm going to need to go back to the word. Or I'm going to need my brothers to lift me up. Or I'm going to need my wife to lift me up. I'm going to need the brothers and sisters in Christ to lift me up. And that's why we are here. That's why we are here communing with each other, to lift each other up, to encourage each other as we go. This is a fight. While we on earth, no matter coronavirus or not, we are in a fight every day.
And it's going to get worse. And I just want to let you guys know that because, you know, when you read Matthew 24 and see what God talk about, all the things that's coming to pass, whether it's earthquake, whether it's hurricanes and whatever it is, war, rumors of wars, He said, take heart because guess what? It's going to get worse. So this might just be just the beginning. But like you said, as long as we put our eyes, we fix our eyes on God and we know who God is, you know who you are in Christ, those things should move you, okay? They shouldn't move you. It shouldn't worry your faith because you know, you already know, hey, guess what? Those things, God did say those things are going to come to pass. Those things will come. Okay, but He did promise us, but we just got to remember, go back again to the promises.
And also keep our mind on the heavenly things.
Exactly.
On the heavenly things.
So
and this actually should be a proof to us to, yo, these things are going to fade away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one thing me and you were talking about earlier during this week, we're like, how so much people, everybody had plans, like, to do something next week. Everybody had, things set up.
Gets canceled and
everything just like that got canceled. We know this, but this just goes to show that everything can fade away in the blink of an eye. So,
and I've learned so much through all of this is
because
we said it all the time, you know, we make plans, but God laughs because
God
it's
laughs.
Like, okay, you're making plans tomorrow, but you don't know what tomorrow's going to be.
Mm.
Because I'm seeing a whole lot of, especially, you know, those seniors that are or was expecting graduation, probably, you know, thinking about graduation, spending money and doing this. Now, they have canceled all graduations. Graduations canceled, so many things. There's no sports, there's nothing. But it's just to show you, you don't know about tomorrow. You just live in day by day. And that's exactly how God wants us to live.
Mm.
He told us in the Bible not to even worry
about
tomorrow.
Let
tomorrow worry about itself. Because He knows. Because I mean, hell yeah, I have plans. I'm going to be doing this. Yeah, I have plans for this. You write a whole list. And then He's there just laughing at you and like, you don't even know.
Mm.
You don't even know.
Yeah. And that's,
yeah.
And I think this is just a, this is a, well, this is real, you know, for all of us.
Yeah.
But
I'm learning.
From what we've been learning about God, from what we've been reading in our word about God, like, Now is the time for what we have learned, our knowledge about God. This is the time to execute it.
Amen.
This is the time to put it in play. You know, it's not like, you know, somebody said something not too long ago. They said, you know, it's I forgot how they said it, but they basically said it's easy to be a soldier when there's no war going on.
Mm.
Easy. It's easy to be a Christian when everything is hunky-dory, everything is great. It's easy. Because you go to, you know, you just do your normal activities. You do a little prayer. You know, you say, I love you, God. You listen to your little Christian music and whatever. You listen to your little sermon and whatever. But this is the time. This is the time where we show who we are. This is the time where, you know, what we truly are is going to come out one way or the other. By the way we speak, by the way our faith is showing.
Yeah.
Do we talk like the world or do we talk like children of God? So this is the time, whether the pressure is going to push it up.
Oh, and I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen certain people, you know, that just posting fears. And I'm like, that person's supposed to be lifting people up. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all have our times. But if you are feeding into what the media is saying all the time and you showing fear, and I call myself a Christian, I'm supposed to be an example, you know, and then you just feeding into fear, and you're right, it's showing.
Yeah.
This situation, this particular what we're going through right now, this pandemic, it's showing a lot about, and like I said, so when worse come, are you going to be like a soldier or are you just going to be like, oh man, I can't take it anymore because, hey, people are watching us. We're supposed to be an example as Christians. People are watching us. Kids are watching us. You don't know, man. So you just have to just believe. And it all goes back to who my God is. Who's my God? What report I'm going to believe.
Hmm. And I think there's a proverb that says, like, if you fail in the day of adversity, then your strength is low. So once we, I mean, it's not a condemnation because, we, like I said, we're all human. Well, this situation should, or whatever situation that you're dealing with, where we get weak, that's when we run back to God and ask Him for the strength. We drink from that water. We drink from that water. We get replenished. You know, we get replenished. And I think this is a time for us to get replenished. You know, this is a time for us to go deep in God, for God to give us answers, for God to talk to us, you know, in our prayer time. So, like I said, I just want to encourage us all, because we all are going through whatever it is, we all are going through something.
Mm-hmm.
So just encouragement for each and every one of us that's online, that's listening, you know, and all the Christians around the world, all of us, you know, all the people around the world. All right, we're going to start taking some calls. Once again, the number is 319-527-6027. If you wish to call in, 319-527-6027. And press 1 if you want prayer or if you just want to talk, if you have anything that you want to say, whatever. We're here, you know, we're here for that. You know, so whatever you want to do, we're here to serve. And so we'll go to our first caller, 876-345. What's today and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Caroline from Jamaica.
How you doing, Caroline?
Hi, Caroline.
Hello.
Yes, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. Most things are well.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. All right, Caroline. Is there anything you wish prayer for, or anything that you wish to talk about tonight?
Okay, sure. My allergies just abruptly started acting up, and I'm like having stuffiness and burning of the nostrils, just upper respiratory problems. So I'm just calling in that Lord will just grant healing in that regard. It just started like yesterday afternoon or late evening, and it's still happening now. Thank you.
Well, we gotta touch and agree with you on that, and we know that our God, he's more than able to do any healing. All the healing was already taken care for us on the cross. So we gotta just touch and agree and tap into it. And so Father God, we come tonight and we pray, Lord Jesus, for Caroline, for the respiratory issues that she's having, the stuffiness. We come against that. We speak to any stuffiness, any sickness that's trying to creep in, any cold, whatever the case may be. We cancel it out in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ on her, Lord Jesus, and we just attack it. We attack it at the root before it attacks us. We come against it before it comes against us, and we break it. We break the bacteria. We break the cold that's trying to come against her, that's trying to weaken her immune system, weaken her respiratory system. We cancel it in Jesus' name right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much.
No problem, Caroline.
You're welcome, Caroline.
You have a great night.
You too. God bless you.
God bless. Amen. All right. We gotta move on to the next caller. We have 709-500. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Dastia. I'm calling from Canada.
Okay. All right. Well, what's the name again?
Dastia.
Dafcha?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. How you doing tonight, Dafcha?
Well, not too bad. Not too bad. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm happy to have you here with us tonight. All the way from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything on your mind tonight? Anything you wish prayer for that we can touch and agree with you?
Just general prayer.
Okay. All right. Heavenly Father, we come today. We're praying for Dafcha. We ask you to please bless him. Bless him in his doors. We're praying for open doors for him, Father God, for any blockage in his life. We pray and we touch and agree for those to be removed. We come against anything that's blocking his way, that's stopping him from progressing, stopping him from moving forward. Father God, we come against it right now in Jesus' name. We know that he is your son and he is free. Those that believe in you, they are free. And we just come against anything, any spirits that's coming against him, that's trying to stop him from the progression, that's stopping him from moving. We come against those things, Lord Jesus. We come against him, praying for him and his family. For the things, the desire of his heart that he has, the things that he wants from you, Lord Jesus, the things that he knows that the promises that you have made to him, for God, and whatever is holding it, whatever is upholding it, we release it. Release it in Jesus' name. Release it in Jesus' name, Father God, for him and his family, Father God, for him and his family to do the things that they need to do, Lord Jesus, just like the children of Israel, just like how you commanded Pharaoh, let my people go so they may worship me. So we ask to break every bondage, let him be free, so that way he can worship you freely. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
All right, Dacha. You have a good night.
Thank you, too.
All right. All right. Well, right now, there's nobody else with their hands up. But once again, well, let me give out the number again. We have 319-527-6027. So call in if you wish, if you have anything you wish to talk about, any praise report, you know, whatever's on your mind, just give us a call and, you know, press one. All right. We have one more person. We have 267-591. All right. Who are we speaking with today and where are you calling from?
God bless you. My name is Angela. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
How you doing, Angela?
I'm doing good. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too. All right. Anything on your mind tonight? Anything you want prayer for?
I came on, sorry, not the beginning, but the middle of the broadcast. And I was listening to you as far as doing the will of God. Like you do, as God is leading each and every one of us to do, and to be strong. Don't be dismayed, but the Lord our God is with us. So tonight I'm praying for God to continue to shatter the old mindset.
Amen.
You were saying about Goliath, David and Goliath. I mean, David was in the back side. Couldn't really hear the negative.
One second, Angela. It's like you're breaking in and out. Mm-hmm. I don't on speaker or anything like that.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. All right. I know you were speaking about David and Goliath.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I can hear you.
So you were talking about how David was in the backside and he didn't get exposed to the negativity or hear whatever the other people in the camp, the soldiers, were saying and the fearfulness came from. So I praise God and thank God that. And also the shatter of the mindset. That he could, God shielded him, that he wasn't able to know in tradition or religion or what other things went through. He came because the Lord thy God trained him. And I praise and thank God for the training. I praise and thank God for the mentor, which I waited years to come into my life to confirm the things, to speak the word in me, to help my mind shift and transition into that shift. So I want to continue that God continue to break that mindset. I want my mind to be renewed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to think of an earthly bound, but I want to think and I want to be renewed in the kingdom, how God thinks, how he works, how he sees things to be done, and how he wants things done in my life, not my will, but his will be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that's what I'm doing, because to be able and to be effective within the kingdom of God, not even at this time, but all times. And I do believe, as your wife said, that things will get worse as far as earth, or we will get mighty and come up as a mighty army in Jesus Christ if we relinquish our will. I don't want to do the things of my own mindset and go into my intellect. I need to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. I need to be renewed within my heart. So that's what I'm praying that God does for me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we touch and agree. We touch and agree, because that same prayer, believe me, that's the same prayer that I have for God all the time. That I shatter my old mindset, and it's a fight. It's a big fight. And the other day when I was praying, and I said, "Man, I'm not fighting anybody else. I'm not trying to make anybody else believe." God told me, like, "Yo, don't worry about this person believing. Why don't you believe?" So why don't I believe? Not me wearing a man. I wonder if such and such, I need a priest to give them the word, and I hope they receive, and I hope they believe it. God said, why don't you believe? Because you don't even believe all the way. So how you expect other people to believe if you don't really believe? You holding on to something because you don't believe. And God said, why don't you believe? And that hit me to my heart. And I said, man, you're right, God. I don't believe. There's some things I don't believe. There's some things I'm waiting to see. And it is a constant fight, because as I pray, my mind goes different ways. And my mind said, well, that's not going to happen. Oh, my mind said, you're not that holy. You know, and it says all these type of things to you. And that's what we got to do, is continue to renew our mind to be in that same accordance with our spirit man.
Yeah.
So, Father God, we come today and we touch and agree with Angela, because this is the for the masses that we most, all of us mostly have. All of us are going through a struggle with our flesh, our old man, and the renewed spirit that you have placed in us. And Father God, you see our heart, that we want to be one with you. We want to be in unison with you, in accordance of what you have for us and how you want us to attack the enemy to come against us. But even you said in your word, you said a kingdom divided, they cannot do anything. Even Satan even knows this, where his army are fully equipped and they walking in unison. They walking in unison, but even in our own individual self, that we still in a fight, we still not in unison. So we are praying for unity within ourselves, so we can follow you, Father God, fully. So we can follow your word. Not what man say, not the tradition that we have, we were brought up on. Not following the pastor or the other people that were before us. This is the way, but no, way of your word, the word that we read in the Bible, the word that you speak to us, the word that you say that, yes, you can do it. Mighty man of valor, mighty woman of valor. Those words. Yeah. We don't want to be like Gideon and doubt and say, God, who are you calling mighty man of valor? But we want to get to the point where we receive it and we accept it and we walk it out. We want to get to the point where we walk out what you have for us, Father God. Just like the second generation of the Israelites, how they took the word that you have gave them and they accomplished what they needed to accomplish. So, Father God, we asking for the Holy Spirit to fully, fully take over our mind, fully take over our body, take over our soul. So we just walk to your beat. We walk to your beat, not to the beat that we have in our own mind, not to the logic that we see every day, but we walk to what you are trying to give us, the food that you're trying to nourish us with, that we feed on it. We walk it out, and we be a light to the world, a real light to the world, so they can see that these people are different. These people have something else. What do you have? We have to the point where people are asking us, what is it that you have that you're not panicky? What is it that you have that you're not losing your mind? What is it that have? Because I want it. I want what you got. I want what you got, and we're not at that place yet. And so we pray. We pray, Father God, that you touch us and you lift us up to that place, place that we fully, fully walk it out, what you have for us. We fully become your sons and daughters. For real, we fully manifest, because that is what the creation of this world is waiting for, the sons and daughters to manifest themselves. The creation, the animals are waiting for us. The rocks, the mountains are waiting for us. So now when we hear these things that's coming against us, the coronavirus and how it's taking, the same thing the coronavirus is doing as far as it's taking over the globe, that is what the Holy Spirit in us was supposed to do. That is what the Holy Spirit was supposed to do, where everybody's talking about, what is this move that's going on? What is this move of God? What is this move that these people are doing? I'm hearing it in China. I'm hearing it in Africa. What kind of move is this in this world that God is doing with these people? Not the coronavirus. This is not the coronavirus that people, the media, should be talking about. Is us. We're supposed to be manifested and walking in our true essence. So people are supposed to be talking about, what is this that's moving around the world? What is this Holy Spirit that they are talking about that is touching these people like this, that is giving them the power, giving them the authority? What is that? And that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what we want, God. We want to fully walk in what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, and I'm learning in that fully walk, because that's a prayer, and I believe God is going to move like that. There's also, I heard you say, the power to go around. It's a crusher. It's a pressure that God puts with us until he says, go here, do this, do that. And we have to be led by the Spirit of God. the people of God will be led by the Spirit of God. And it may not be comfortable for your flesh or comfortable to do with this, because obedience is always better than sacrifice. It's anointing.
Amen.
From that pressure, the hour of that new wine that will come forth. That's the anointing. That's what breaks the yokes. That's what moves. That's what heals. Mm. And that's the demonstration of the power of God. I'm tired of living beyond that wall or in that religious spirit or in that spirit. The crushing will come. The crushing
Amen.
Will come on the people of God, and the oil will flow. The anointing will flow, and it will be manifested with the demonstration and the power of God. He desires and he wants to do this, but it's a crushing to deny yourself. We say we kind of deny ourselves, but when we begin to get revelation from the Word of God, it's a crushing. We must pick up our cross daily and follow him, because that's real love when someone was speaking truth in your life. It's real love when someone will correct you or rebuke you. That's real love, because they want you to grow in God and manifest his glory. We're Gloria Carriacosa. We're Gloria Carriers upon the earth. So God is streaming out for all of it. We just have to forget about ourselves. I used to read that like, okay, no longer I, but Christ that lives inside. But when he begins to manifest the scriptures and give you revelation, you're like a dead man walking. You have no emotion or feeling. You go as a prisoner, as Paul was attached to him, and a prisoner of Christ Jesus. Whatever he told him to do, it might not make sense to your natural mind. I've been there. It might not make sense to your emotions. You're daily giving this up. You're daily giving this up. And I really believe the power truly with the anointing, the deliverance, people being healed, hands being struck, demons being cast out in the mighty name of Jesus. That's the ministry of Christ Jesus. And he wants us to take on his ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there's so many crying day and night. So many, God, like that we have to do an emptying out of ourselves, and he can move not only on our behalf, but the people that he called before us and where to go. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 And I'll say one thing, because I just reminded myself as we were talking. Just the other day I was just at work, and I was just thinking, I was just seeing, like, you know, like everybody at work, everybody, no matter where I go, they just talking about the corona. And it just hit my spirit. Something in me just felt jealous of the coronavirus. And I said, this is the way they're supposed to be talking about the move of God. I said, like, it's like God was just showing me, like, how that is moving around the world, where everybody is on pins and needles, and everybody's like, man, what is this? Is it coming here? That's the Holy Spirit. When he sent down his Holy Spirit, and it started with a move, a powerful move, but eventually it died out. It died out. Same thing with the Azusa revival. I mean, they had plenty of times where we always talk about revival, and we have it for a little bit, dies out. But we have to have a revival where it doesn't die out. Amen. And it doesn't die out. And I just got jealous for a second, because I seen everybody at work, everybody, no matter where I went, was just talking about, man, the corona, this and that. It's changing the way people are thinking. It's changing the way, but it's in a negative way. But it's like, it hit my spirit. It's like God was just saying, like, this is how my move was supposed to be. This is how my move was supposed to be, to take over the world, where people are like, what is going on over there in China? What's going on over there in Africa? What's going on with those people that they feel with the glory? What kind of glory is this? What is that? And that's how we're supposed to affect this world. And we haven't done it yet. I'm not saying we're not going to do it. We haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But like that, and I think that just God is just showing something, that's how I want it done. That's how it's supposed to be done. The devil knows how to do it. Oh, the devil knows how to do it. The devil is operating and making whatever, however this disease has come. Devil is manifesting and making moves and striking fear in people. The fear is global. The fear is global right now. Is it what happened in China is touching all the way where I'm at in Miami, Florida. Wherever you at, wherever somebody, wherever everybody's at, it's touching. When is the Holy Spirit is going to touch like that? When is it going to move out of the church and just touch the globe like it's touching now? When is it going to irritate the enemy? We're not irritating anybody. The enemy is irritating us right now. But when are we going to irritate the enemy? When are we going to say, when are we going to get them scared and be like, man, I don't know what this is, but this is a move. This is a power that I cannot contend with. And that's what God is wanting from us. There's different things that God wants to want us to get from this. God didn't create this, but he still wants us to learn from it. He still wants us to grab some things from it and to become better students, become better soldiers. Keep in mind, brothers and sisters, we are soldiers. Whether you believe it or not, whether you see yourself as that or not, you are a soldier. You are a soldier, and we are at war. Whether you want to see it or not, once you decide to take up your cross, and he even gave a warning to the disciples. He said he gave a warning before they took up the cross and let them know, like, hey, it's going to get wild. This is not an easy thing if you want to follow me. You know, so when we choose to pick up our cross, understand what that means. Understand that it's going to be blood. It's going to be hurt. But we have to train, and that's what God's been doing and is continuing to do, is to train us each and every battle that we face to be able to face the wiles of the enemy. You know, so I just want to encourage us, and I thank you. Thank you, Angela, so much. For your prayer.
Because out of each other fruit, our fruit will be got another, the fruits of the Spirit. Mm. And Abel, if you're, you know, I heard you use the illustration. I'm going to get regular, sir. I heard you use the illustration of like an army. It's a general that commands this or that to happen at 2 o'clock in the morning, wherever. If they're called to war and they have to do that to also be ready.
They got
to
go.
But then also, I thank God, like, for just correction. It's not, don't take it personal. Don't take it offensive. I'm learning, but it's for my growth. It's for me to develop and be like that. So I'm praying for the men and women of God. You know, like, really, you have to really get out yourself sometimes and relearn or retrain your mind. If I'm in Africa, I did war in Africa, but now I'm going to LA. I'm fighting, something's going on. It's a different season, a different move. So you have to follow the general, first God Almighty, and men and women of God, of true women, true men and women of God, and follow the flow and direction, and you know, and just respect them and lift them up. They're there to help you, to encourage you, just like this prayer line. You and your wife, you're there to help us, to encourage us. So what I received from you tonight, what you were saying when you first got on, I didn't get the whole beginning of it because I came on kind of like, so if that's the instruction, I might want to do this, like, yes, God did it. But as soon as it comes against my mindset or how I see things or whatever, you have to follow the instructions, and that's how I believe what you were saying, that fire, that army of the Lord will the army of the Lord will become together mightily. We have different individuals, different anointings. It's the same goal: to preach the Lord Jesus Christ, to set the captives free, to mend the broken hearts, and for salvation in the name of Jesus. I praise and thank God for you and your wife. I continue to ask God to bless you and to speak the truth, to preach in and out of season what God tells you to do. Don't detour from what he's telling you, your wife and family, even on here. Speak the word of God. Be led by the Spirit of God. Do what God wants you to do in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with my soul, as well with the kingdom of God. You guys are, thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your prayer. And I appreciate you. I thank God, and I thank you. Continue in the mighty name of Jesus, growing and learning, and speaking what God shows you, and do exactly what God tells you to do in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless you both and your little son or your children in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you
so
Angela.
Much, Angela.
We receive it.
Thank you. Amen.
All right. And you have
don't
a great night.
Don't give up. People are listening. People are praying for you. People pray this line. PGN, they appreciate this line calling. It's a lifeline. In the name of Jesus, don't be discouraged. Don't be weary and well doing, because in due season, God is going to exalt you. Not only in your material needs, but also in your spiritual needs, what we need most. Of all now. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Thank you, man. You have a great night, man.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. All right. Wow, that was great. We got to move on to the next caller. We have 9725. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from tonight?
Hey, Donna and Tanya, this is Rhonda from Texas. How are y'all doing?
How you doing, Miss Rhonda? We good.
I'm blessed. Y'all have really blessed me with what you were sharing. And I even come into agreement with what the lady was just saying. Tonight I know the Lord used you all because it's about encouraging us and also informing us, because something you was just saying, the Lord gave me maybe like 2 weeks ago, he gave me the word dismantle. And I didn't know where this mantle was coming from. But he just showed me that all this stuff, is he's using it to dismantle everything, from the government to the church to everything.
Amen.
Because like
you
just said,
right,
with this virus, with this virus coming from wherever it came from, we know it didn't come from God, but we know God allowed it. But the church, and I'm not picking on the church, I'm just saying the church, we are a part of the body of Christ. Jesus is the head, so we are a part of the body. And somewhere the body has become infected because we're not able to do what Christ left us here to do. And this disease have too much dominion in this earth at this time. When Jesus destroyed every disease, he cast out every disease.
That's
there was no disease greater in the earth when Jesus was here that is here now. So it's like so much stuff has went on. And I love Randy for what he's been sharing, because he talked about merchandising the church, marketing in the church. And to me, that has caused a lot of the disablement, the church to be disabled, because they put their own priorities ahead of what Christ has called us to do. You know, if we do what Christ has called us to do, he's going to provide financially. So that's where the disconnect has come in the church. The church has been disconnected from Christ. Even though we say we're Christians, we're believers, we're still disconnected, because if we don't have power and authority to destroy this spirit that's in this earth, because it's a spirit, it's attached to a demon, and it's got to be like a powerful demon, like a principality demon, because it's just going everywhere. And even maybe like a few months ago, I was reading this book by this lady called Iniquity, and it was just talking about the spirits that are over the regions. And I'm like, are we even studying this inside the church to know that when this stuff arises, what to pray against? That we have authority. And see, that's another thing. A lot of people in the church aren't spirit filled. They don't have a baptism of the Holy Spirit. So it's hard for you to fight against something physically when supernaturally that you're not prepared. So I just thank you all for everything that you shared. Tanya, Matthew 24 has been one of my favorite scriptures, because it has been telling us these things are to come. Don't be surprised.
Exactly.
That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff has caught us by surprise as the church, when everything in the Bible is already laid out. He already said these days are coming. But he said, his little children have overcome, because greater is he that's inside of us than he that is in the world. So, like I said, I was here cleaning, and then the lady got on, and she motivated me, because I was like, let me get on and just thank them and continue to encourage them, because, you know, the Lord is using us how he want to use us, not how people want to use us or how we want to be used. He's using us how he desires, because he's still on the throne. The light is still shining bright in heaven. Ain't nothing changed. He's just trying to get our attention that we don't follow the world. The world is supposed to follow the church and be delivered and be set free. That we don't do anything according to the world. No, he said we in the world, but we're not of the world.
Well,
I thank you both for everything that you have shared. I really and truly do. It's very encouraging. Yes.
Amen. Well, we thank you as well for, you know, giving that encouraging right back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want to leave like that. We just want to pray for you. For you and your family, before you even get off. Anything in particular you want us to pray about?
No, and you know, I'm going to share this too. The Lord is just showing me that when we are empowered with his supernatural power and the authority that he's given us, that we can go and dismantle stuff too, because Me and my husband have been dealing with the IRS for a few years now. And, I mean, it was always as if it was our fault or something that we weren't paying. We've been on payment plans. Even they've garnished money from our check. And then I've always kept everything they gave us. Something just told me, don't destroy it, don't shred it, keep it. Go over it. I've been hearing this for the last year, so go over it. So I started going through everything, just calculating up stuff. Our last three tax returns, they have kept. And I was just adding up things. And when I added up everything, I mean, it's like over $20,000+. And I'm like, really? Because the tax debt we had was only $10,000. But the Lord is showing me I am dismantling this stuff in this earth because this stuff is not based and built out biblical principles. Because even though the government and these people are doing what they want to do, it still has made it harder for people to try to make it because some people don't even have the fight to go up against the IRS. They'll go pay a tax attorney or pay somebody to do all of this, and we were going to do that, but that still small voice in me, I mean the Holy Spirit inside of me, kept nudging me. No, no, you're not going to pay anybody. Get this paperwork, look over it, go over it, do what you need to do. I found so many discrepancies and things and what they've been sending us, and it's almost as if they've been bullying us. And I'm like, this is why God has allowed things to be dismantled, because everybody from the IRS to these companies to these billion-dollar corporations to the church need to examine themselves to see, are you doing what God put you here to do? Are you on self trying to be greedy? Are you doing things, incorrectly? Are you charging people more than you should charge? Are you twisting rules and twisting laws? So that's I thank God for that, and I just pray and ask the Lord to continue to give me strength to whatever needs to be exposed, let it be exposed. Because imagine how many people are going through things, dealing with different people that don't have the money or don't have the fight or don't have the drive to go through this, and they give up. Because we almost paid somebody to say, okay, let's just resolve this. But I can still kept hearing the Holy Spirit said, no, you got this. You got this. And again, thank you, Randy, and everybody on PGN, because taking communion daily helps move stuff out of our life so the power of God can operate in our life. And I just see the power of God been operating in our life. The blood of Christ been moving in our life. And we're at the finish line. We're at the finish line. I've been writing and sending and making copies and just showing them everything that they've done wrong. So I just pray for strength, that the Lord will continue to give me strength and continue to use me as a light in this earth. The world of darkness is hiding and dwelling. Did it get exposed? Because there's no way this country is built off of God, off of the things of God. So why are we robbing and getting over on each other and using each other? It's enough for everybody to have and everybody to make it. It shouldn't be people broke, don't have nothing, homeless, sleeping on the streets when people got all of this. And it's not anybody's fault, not when God made us all equal. So I feel like God is doing a shaking and an awakening for people to realize, no, we got to put self aside. No, it's all about him. It's all about Christ. It's not about us. So just pray for strength.
Okay. All right, Father God, we come right now, and we praying for strength. We praying for courage. Yes. We praying for a fight.
Yes.
We praying for Rhonda to go through this, to handle it and dismantle whatever is in her way, Father God. Just like we spoke about earlier, Lord, we know you. We know you, and we know that you are our strength. You are our fighter. They say those that know their God, they said, we'll do mighty exploits. And Father God, so she's not going to look for any man to defend her in this situation. She's coming right back to you because you told her she got this.
Hallelujah.
So Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to move in that situation. The IRS is not bigger than you. The IRS is not strong enough, Lord Jesus, to, they might look big, but it doesn't mean that they are big, not when we put them against our Father, our God. So, Father God, we come and we touch and agree, Lord Jesus, that we dismantle the plans of the enemy, dismantle them from taking money from your children, Father God, from their mouth, their family, Father God, and we ask you, Lord Jesus, to rise up. rise up in
yes.
this situation
Ooh.
And dismantle this Goliath that
yes.
has come and to show his face.
Yes.
Uncircumcised Goliath, uncircumcised Philistine, like David said,
yes.
that has come to try to show himself mighty against
God
and his family.
Hallelujah.
But we know that it's just
Thank
a facade. We know
yes.
that it's just fake. But we know that,
yeah,
Father God, that we call on you. We call on you, Father God, to come and dismantle it. Dismantle it right now. Right now in
Jesus'
name. Right now in Jesus'
name.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Of your mighty works.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Of her mighty works. She don't need to talk about what the devil is doing. Or what the IRS
Hallelujah.
Is doing. But once this
Ooh,
handle,
thank
Father
you,
God,
Jesus.
That she may talk about
Hallelujah.
Your great gift, and she
yes,
may talk
Lord.
About
thank
your
you,
mighty
Jesus.
Deed that you have done
Hallelujah,
for her, Father God,
Lord.
And provide
thank
encouragement
you,
for everybody else that's going
yes,
through similar
Lord.
Situations,
in
Father
name
God.
Of Jesus.
So we ask
in the
you
name of Jesus.
Right now
Hallelujah.
In this situation, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
right now,
in the
as
name
we
of
speak.
Jesus.
Right now, as we
thank
speak,
you, Lord
you,
God. Hallelujah,
mighty,
God. Thank
right
you,
now,
Father
God.
God.
Yes, and
dismantle, in the name of Jesus.
Dismantle what the enemy
Hallelujah.
Has prepared for her. In
yes,
Jesus' name.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I even when you shared about the coronavirus, how people are exalting the coronavirus above the power of the Holy Ghost, and you spoke on the Azusa revival. And that's what I'm saying. It's like we're so distracted. I ain't talking about the world, though. The world is a part of their home. I'm talking about the church. We're so distracted that we don't realize that the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives inside of us. And it
there
was nothing that went on at that Azusa revival that was more powerful than the supernatural power of God. So, again, we got to come back to the basics, the baptism. Spirit, being spirit-filled, and back to the word of God and understanding that Jesus already defeated coronavirus. Coronavirus was nailed to the cross with every other disease and every other sickness and iniquity and everything else, infirmity. It was nailed to the cross. So he said the weapons may form, but he said they won't prosper. And, you know, a lot of people are in these times now, you know, because they have, you know, just felt like, you know, God is not real or they don't believe this. And you got all these people that's believing in energy and they're listening to psychics and tarot cards and readers and all that stuff. And that's, I heard somebody say the other day that that's real big. A lot of people are calling those for advice. So instead of people turning to Christ and repenting, see, that's what the whole everybody needs to do, including we need to repent. The church need to repent. I'm not picking on the church. I'm just saying we in the body of Christ need to repent because a lot of things we've allowed to creep in has not been of God, of the word of God. So this is, again, a shaking and awakening to see how the enemy has permission, because I shared with somebody the other day, just like you said a while ago, Donna, the enemy had to have permission to test Job. He had to have permission for this coronavirus to be in this earth like this.
Exactly.
So we got to come back to realize what the word says. He ain't just come in this earth and be able to release this. No, he had to have permission. So where are the open doors that have been left open that this enemy had permission to come in and do what he's doing? Yes, we know it's the end times, or we coming up on the end times. But again, this is the shake and awake the church for us to realize it's about Christ. It's about Christ, his rescue mission. It's not about building up this. It's not about building up that. But if you're building up anything, it's the body of Christ. It's the mission of Jesus Christ, which he left here for us to do. So thank you all for everything tonight. I enjoyed it.
Amen.
Thank you once again, Rhonda.
Yes, always. And, thank you for calling, pressing one, and participating.
And I love
giving
y'all.
Your
I know I love y'all.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
And we love you, too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cool.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure
God bless y'all.
All right, you too.
God bless you, sweetie.
Amen.
Yes, God bless
you. What a blessing. Before we get off, I got some texts for some prayer. But we don't have that much time left, but if anybody want to call in for prayer, 319-527-6027, press 1 if you want to be prayed for, or if you got anything to say, to share with everybody that's listening. Just press 1 and then we'll be able to click on you. My mom sent me a text, but you know, people she wants prayer for, so I'm gonna go ahead and pray for them. First, I'm gonna pray for my grandma. My grandma is 94 years old, and right now she's currently sick. So I'm gonna just pray for her first, and then my brother and his wife Jennifer. They both work for in the airport. So, you know, they're coming against different things, and, you know, we're just praying for their protection. Let me start off with my grandma. Father God, I pray for Mazizi. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to please protect her, watch over her, Father God. Give her strength, give her courage, whatever she's going through, whatever sickness that's coming up on her, we cancel it out. We rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. I'm also praying for my brother, Luther. And I'm praying for his wife, Jennifer. I'm praying for their protection as they both are working in the airport. Both are coming in contact with different people, all type of people. So we just pray for their protection with everything that's going on. We pray for their blessing. We pray for that hedge of protection that you already have around them. All right. And also I got a text from Matthew. He wishes to have prayer for his son. So as I pray, I just ask everybody that's listening, just come in together, touch and agree, and pray while you on the line. For Matthew, he's praying for his son, Samson, and he have a bad case of group. It's like a pre-asthma. So they took him to the hospital a couple of times. So we are touching and agreeing, and we're praying for healing for his son. So right now, I come against this asthma, or whatever the case may be, this group that's trying to attack Samson, that's coming up on him. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ on him. We come against it. We come against it right now. Right now, whatever disease, whatever asthma that's trying to attack, we cancel you out. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. You have no place on Samson. You have no authority over Samson. We pray for the healing. We receive the blessing that's already been given by Jesus Christ when he died on the cross. We receive the blessings that's been given already, Lord Jesus. We're not asking you for healing because healing has already been given. The healing has already been given, and the devil doesn't want us to know that the healing is ours. The healing is already ours. God already did work. So, Father God, we claim the healing for Samson. We claim the healing for Samson right now. Right now, for his healing. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ on him. He is blessed that he is healed. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow, what a powerful, powerful time.
Powerful night, powerful prayer. And I just wanted to do that one last prayer for everyone that's being affected, whether they sick in their body that, you know, by that was caused by the coronavirus, flu. And I know a girl called earlier from Jamaica, and I just want to pray for all of you guys. Father God, we pray for all those who are facing sickness in their bodies. We ask that you would restore their health, soothe their pain, and ease their worry, God. Give them your peace. Go to each hospital room right now, Father God. For those that are suffering, for those that are sick, Father God, give them peace and comfort them as they wait. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well,
pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure. Beautiful night. And I'm just happy to be with God's people, pray with God's people. I know it says off air. I'll just close out. If anybody wants prayer, just put the hand up, press 1. Or if you want to call in, 319-527-6027. But we'll just try to close it out right now. It was just a mighty night. I was, excuse me, it's my phone. This was a blessed night. I got blessed just by coming on the show and, being with you guys, and you guys blessed me. And I hope that, I hope we were able to bless you guys as well, you know, and just be, just let this thing be, reciprocal, you know, and that's how it's supposed to be. Like, we all encourage each other. We all have, just like Angela said, we all have different gifts that we bring to the table, and we uplift each other with these gifts that we have. And so, I just feel encouraged. I just feel blessed. I know I'm going to have a great night. And I just thank you guys for the call. Thank you guys for putting your hands up. Thank you guys for participating. Thank you guys for listening. And we just want to, before I leave, I'm just going to play this last clip. This is just a little clip
from Daniel, that same verse we talked about. Daniel 11, verse 32.
They that know they got. It's by John Osteen, Joel Osteen's father. This was back in 1997. I'm just going to play a small part, and I'm just hoping it blesses you guys.
We're talking from Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, talking about the last days when darkness will come on the earth. It says, the people who do know their God shall be strong and do mighty works. Well, we are living in the last days. It is getting darker and darker in the world. But thank God it's getting brighter and brighter in the church. We don't have any bad news to come through that camera and talk to you about. We got joy in our heart, and we know we're on the winning side. And when it's all over, we'll still be standing up. We know where we're going. We know what's happening in the world. Everything's happening exactly like God said it would. And darkness is everywhere. But the Bible says the people who do know their God, who do know their God, not know about him, but know him, the people who do know their God shall be strong. Somebody said, well, Brother Osteen, how come you're so strong? Because I know my God. Yes. Amen. You wouldn't believe I was 105 years old, would you? Well, I'm not. Nobody is, but I'm not. Oh, no, don't turn your television off. I'm 75 years old, and Dodie's 12 years younger than I am. Somebody said, don't tell that. Oh, I'm glad I made it this far. But I want to tell you, at 75, I'm strong. Glory be to God, and I'm going to get stronger and stronger, because the people who do know their God shall be strong and do mighty exploits. I tell you, I ain't near through yet. Glory be to God. We got too many mountains to climb, too many rivers to go down, too many villages to reach, too many nations to tell about Jesus. We got lots to do, and we're going to do it. Shout amen. The people who do know their God, not know about it. You know, I labor on this because I came out of a denominational thinking. But so many people are trapped in their mind about God, and they're trapped in their denominational mode. They feel like that what they've been taught by their preachers, who were taught in seminary, by people who didn't know any better, the kind of God that the Bible does not reveal. You know, we come out of seminary and we teach the people, you know, well, you know, don't get too much money. You're liable to backslide if you get too much money. Oh, God doesn't want you to have too much, you know. Don't get too big of a house. Isn't it strange? God's building a mansion. And somebody worrying about whether you get too big of a house down here. My. Somebody said, well, don't get too good of a car. Well, God's going to transport us by angels. Angel is better than any kind of car you can get. And, you know, don't pray for too much money. You know, you're liable to leave God and get worldly. I'm telling you, I'm not going to leave a God that's going to bless me. Actually, I'm going to stay with him. But God, the God of the Bible, is revealed as a good God. I won't say that right in camera. The Bible God is a good God. We get our word good from God. God is a good God. He's not the one who makes you sick. He's not the one who sends the trouble. He's not the one who gives you migraine headaches. He's not the one who causes your marriage to break up. No, he is a good God. You know, the oldest book in the Bible is the book of Job. Clearly shows, pulls back the curtain so we can see behind the scenes. When we find Job, we find him under the blessings of God. and the blessings of God has made him rich. His family is well and healthy. He's healthy and strong, and everybody's happy. That's how God made him. But then later on, we find him, he's lost his health, he's lost his wealth, he's lost his family, he's lost everything. So I say, well, now God did that to him. No, God pulled back the curtain in the oldest book of the Bible and showed us who the troublemaker really is. The Bible says, and the devil, Satan, came to God and said, and God said to him, have you seen my servant Job? There's none like him in all the land. Oh, my God, bragged on Job. And notice what the devil said. The devil said, no wonder he serves you. You put a hedge around him. You put a hedge around all his family. You put a hedge around all of his property. And I can't get to him. No wonder he serves you. Thank God, God still puts a hedge around his people. Amen. No wonder he serves you. But you break that hedge down. Now you see, God shows us. He just lets that hedge down. And God didn't do that to him. The devil came in and did it all. The Bible says the devil went in there and smote Job with sore boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. The devil did that. The devil did it. And then the devil took his children. The devil caused his wife to say, curse God and die. And the devil took all of his property and swept it away by storms. They're not acts of God. The devil used the weather to destroy all that Job had. But the devil did it. And God clearly shows it. Listen to me carefully. Bad things happen to good people. Because bad things have happened to you does not mean that you're living bad and that you're not pleasing God. The people who please God will have more trouble with the devil than anybody else. And so...
All right. I'll stop it right there. Like I said, it was just a wonderful time in the Lord with you guys. You guys continue to have a great night, great weekend. And like we said, know your God. Know your God. And if you feel fearful, if you feel intimidated, if you feel anything that's not of God, go back to your prayer closet. Go back to your Bible and read and get encouraged. Speak to God. Ask him to show you who he is. And that way you'll be encouraged. Okay? So, thank you guys. We're going to end the show right now. And love you guys. And until next time, love you guys. Have a great night.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.